There is no scientific proof for this work. Nobody's ever demonstrated a scalar energy instrument. Nobody's duplicated my results. All that I have right now is theory. I cannot prove what I'm doing. I can't even measure scalar energy. You cannot measure intelligence.
Welcome back to the Intelligent Conversations podcast. Today, I have the honor to learn from Tom Palladino. Tom is a researcher of scalar energy. He has dedicated his life to this work and walks it alone. He has built a device that uses this energy to help others. This conversation I had with Tom was interesting. I definitely will full-heartedly admit that I was pretty skeptical and still, in some terms, skeptical. But what I do appreciate in this episode is Tom's boldness and him to just state it how it is and in a way that is easily able to digest. And I think you as the listener will also appreciate that as well. I don't want to spoil any of the rest of the show. So without further ado, let's welcome Tom Palladino to the show. So, I mean, I did quite a bit research before. I'm gonna have to say I'm not too familiar with what it is you do, so could you kind of give me a brief dumb it down for me, because there's times where I'd be looking at this, I'm like, what, like, that doesn't make sense, or things like that.
You're an expert. You don't realize what expertise you have in this field. This is thought intelligence. It's a new branch of physics in which we're not working with electrons or protons. We're working with intelligence. This is an instrument that controls that scalar intelligence or scalar energy. It's a miniature star. Now,
so what is just kind of what is scalar energy, first and foremost?
It's the energy that drives the sun and the stars.
Okay, sweet. Thank you. So, sorry, go ahead and continue. I just wanted to make sure.
It's not electricity. This is a new branch of physics. And frankly, I don't expect people to understand this. This is so esoteric that you either devote your career to this or you just observe from the sideline. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't expect people to understand this right away. It really is consciousness, or what some people might call the logos of the universe, the intelligence of the universe. Now, if this is accurate, I've been able to tap into the intelligence of the universe. And with that, I command the universe. I have the tool that puts me in the driver's seat of the universe.
How so? I have to say, I'm a little skeptical just first hearing that.
We have a tool we're using right now, a computer. 100 years ago, if you told somebody you could have a conversation in a box, and I could see your image and you could see my image, but we would be separated by 1,000 miles. There would be essentially a quick transmission of energy. They wouldn't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is a supercomputer that not only allows me to communicate with people, but also to influence people through their force field, through their photograph. So a scalar energy paradigm is one in which there is no space and time. Everything's pre-connected, interconnected. And when people email me their photograph, it's as if they have teleported to my laboratory.
Like in a physical sense or just?
Energetically. As you have teleported to my laboratory by your computer. So okay. You teleported to my laboratory.
Uh-huh. I can't talk to you. Like I'm talking to you right now, right? It's just mm-hmm. a picture of me, right? Doesn't consist of anything.
This instrument does the talking. When I place your photograph inside that instrument, the instrument talks. It can talk to a light bulb and illuminate a light bulb.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So that's the communication. This is the intelligence of the universe. Now, you and I, engineers, had to, if you will, create this grid system, the computer system. The World Wide Web. There is no World Wide Web with scalar energy. It pre-exists.
Mm.
It's the intelligence of the universe. Now, because of that, it's much more efficient. then the man made grid, then the man made internet.
Interesting. Well, so efficient how? Because like, so I, for example, I would use the internet. Like that's what we're using right now to talk with each other. Or if I had like your phone number, I would send you a message. I mean, we can communicate, I think, pretty effectively.
Yes.
That way.
We can, but it's still limited. It's what you decide, and it's what has been engineered into the computer, into the grid system. For instance, if I take a photograph of the bacterium and I place it in the instrument,
okay,
the instrument looks for that bacterium on me, looks for it and negates it. And I don't have to tell this instrument what type of species that is. I don't have to tell the energy how to disassemble, how to eradicate that signal. Okay. If I have a photograph, the instrument understands everything about that photograph, its intelligence, its genetic structure, looks for that genetic structure, its intelligence in me, and eradicates it.
Interesting. So how does that work then? Like, how does this device know, I guess?
It's the logos of the universe. And I'm not trying to in any way downgrade mankind. What we've discovered with computer science is incredible, but it's limited to our human intelligence. This intelligence, scalar energy, creates and maintains the universe. Okay, Josh, do you know anybody who's created and maintained the universe? No. We've created and maintained the computer industry, but the computer industry pales in comparison to the universe. There has to be intelligence. There has to be order. There has to be instructions for everything. I am saying scalar light, scalar energy is the instructions for the universe, not just instructions for Microsoft.
So kind of like, so I mean, I'm just going to kind of zoom in type of thing. So similar with human beings, it's like DNA kind of. Is that in my head?
Brilliant. Brilliant. And if you want me to go there, I'll explain that this is a photograph of scalar. It's a double helix.
Interesting.
And that double helix creates and maintains DNA.
So how did we get a photograph, and how do we see it is kind of my next question. Well,
people email me photographs, and I place the photograph inside the instrument. I'm going to give away 15 days of free sessions to your audience.
Awesome.
Why? A photograph is an energy field. If you send me your photograph, you bilocate to my laboratory. Then there's two Josses. There's Josh in the flesh and Josh by way of his photographic force field. I never work with people. I work with force fields. Just as you don't travel to my office today to speak to me. Mm-hmm. We're having communication telephonically. When you send me your photograph, I communicate with your photograph through the spiritual realm, the non-physical realm.
Okay. Okay. I see now. And
your questions are excellent.
Oh, no. You're sharing some.
This has never been done before. This is groundbreaking.
So you're the first to do this then?
With the exception of my inventor friend, Hieronymus, who's deceased, but he never concentrated to the point that I have on what I call spiritual health or quantum health. He was working on various other aspects, but notably a great scientist. What he's done, I've not achieved in many ways. What I've achieved, he never was able to achieve. Time is limited. So my point is this. I'm the only one who follows up with the work of Galen Hieronymus. I know of nobody else conducting this research.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? I'm just...
It's laborious and there's no paycheck.
Mm. So why do you do it then?
For the glory of God and the benefit of humanity.
So how does it benefit us?
I've proven that after working with this instrument, people feel better. To the point that some people will send me a PCR test and tell me, Tom, whatever you did, I no longer have a detectable viral load for HIV. Or I no longer have a viral load for herpes.
Interesting.
So what is my claim? I claim I can identify with this instrument any pathogen on a photograph and destroy it, eradicate it, cure it, remove it in the photographic realm. which is the scalar energy realm. Again, I don't work with people, so I'm not trying to make a connection between a photograph and a person. I work in this new branch of physics in which we work with energy fields. It's sort of like, somebody used this analogy. As a kid, did you watch Star Trek?
I have to say, I was actually probably more of a Star Wars nerd. So,
many times they alluded to quantum healing, which was energetic healing. And especially in Star Wars, in Star Trek, they never looked at the person physically. They just looked at their aura or their force field, and they corrected their force field. Wow. So without mistake, this is not Newtonian physics. This is not Western medicine. This is a different branch of physics that has nothing to do with Newtonian physics, that has nothing to do with medical science.
Okay, gotcha. So how do you, I guess, kind of conduct your tests to make sure that, you know, they're valid type of thing, and it's not like something else? So, because like in my mind, I was thinking when you pointed out like, oh, they were cured of these diseases, my thought was, well, how do you know it wasn't maybe something else they were taking simultaneously, right? And it's not.
You're absolutely right. And that's why the testimonies are the only way I can prove or disprove my work. There is no scientific proof for this work. Nobody's ever demonstrated a scalar energy instrument. Nobody's duplicated my results. All that I have right now is theory. I cannot prove what I'm doing. I can't even measure scalar energy. You cannot measure intelligence.
That's true. I mean, that may.
So it's an infinite energy that, and you cannot measure infinity. There's no basic unit. How can you measure intelligence or logos or the spirit of God? You cannot. There's nobody who's proven my work or disproven it. I can't measure the energy, and I only rely on testimonies. And if I make a claim, it's because I can identify the herpes virus on a herpes virus or any virus and eradicate it on the photograph. I cannot say that about a person because I never work with people. So all of my claims are reflective of photographs.
See, that's where you kind of lose me a little bit is, I don't know, maybe that's just how I was wired, but.
The photograph is the identical copy of a person. I never work the person biologically. I work with their energy field, their soul, mind, and body on the photograph. I can prove my work by the photograph. I cannot prove my work in the flesh with a person.
So like if I were to come into your lab, and could I see, I guess, if you were to do it for someone else, but you wouldn't be able to do it for me personally?
I could do it for anybody by way of a photograph. Today.
Okay. I could observe this, right? And
yeah, you could. Yeah. I'm going to show you my laboratory. Obviously it's here. I will show the audience what I'm doing.
Yeah. Go ahead. Can you give us a quick demo?
Okay. I offer 15 days of free session on my website, and I'll offer that to your audience. Now, let's say they take me up on it. They're going to upload, email us their photograph. Okay? I print the photograph out. At the end of the night, I have thousands of photographs. It's an automated computer uploader, automated system. I place the photograph inside the instrument. I am now experiencing a chakra bouncing. I feel some sensitivity in my forehead because the energy is now, if you will, titillating, is influencing my brain waves, my chakras. What do I mean? That's a chakra bouncing. My brain waves feel that light. The identical light going into the light bulb is the light going into my brain waves right now. For 1 hour, I do that. The next hour, I take various pathogens and I scan them in the instrument energetically. And the instrument looks for the Epstein-Barr virus. If I have the Epstein-Barr virus in my quantum field, the energy instrument will not only identify Epstein-Barr, but remove it, negate the intelligence, remove the signature of Epstein-Barr. So you could call that the cure of Epstein-Barr. You could call that the eradication of Epstein-Barr. You could call that the negation of Epstein-Barr. But it all is relative to this new science, scalar science, in which we don't work with people. We work with force fields.
Okay. So how does what makes up I mean, I guess you don't have to share, but like kind of what makes up the machine and how it works to begin with? Like, how do we know you're not just...
That was the brilliance of Galen Hieronymus. This is one of the scalar energy instruments that I have. There are no moving parts to this instrument. The kinetic energy is from the sun and the stars. Where is the motion? The motion is from the stars. So I've tapped into this energy with these types of instruments. My work is unique because of these type of instruments. And then I let people speak the story. We have thousands of favorable testimonies. This is a scientific process. I only work with instruments. I don't work with auto suggestions or anything else. Mm-hmm. I follow the laws of science.
So, I mean, you kind of threw in a word there, free energy. I'm sorry. I don't want to like seem skeptical or anything, but like that kind of breaks like one of the laws of thermodynamics, does it not?
Yes, it does. But this is not thermodynamics because this is not electricity or magnetism. This is a new branch of physics that does not recognize entropy. You cannot lose scalar energy. It cannot diminish. It cannot degrade. It's eternal energy. So okay. With that in mind, Josh, what powers the sun and the stars? It's not electricity.
It's hydrogen.
Because the universe would have burned out by now. It's scalar energy, Josh. And this is what physicists have lost. They've missed this.
Hmm. Why do you think they missed that? Like, just why do you think they pursued the other branches?
They just don't recognize it. I don't fault them. It's invisible. Scalar light's invisible. You can't measure it. It's infinite. It's only concentrated in the center of the stars. It's not concentrated anywhere else. It's only... if you will, obliquely experienced in this role.
So if we were to be able to send like a probe, let's say, to the center of the sun, we would be able to see this scalar energy.
You would see a plasma ball, a non-physical divine plasma ball. It's energy from God, Josh. The energy of God operates, commands the stars. The stars are empowered, animated by scalar energy. It's non-physical plasma.
Man, yeah, that's just... No, you're making me think. I like this. I'm just curious then up front. Do you still, like, believe in the other, I guess, forms of physics? And
yes.
Okay.
Yes. There's two branches of physics. The mm-hmm. apple is scalar light. The orange is electricity and magnetism. Electricity and magnetism, electromagnetic theory. Much of that is true and accurate. Yes, I believe in both physics.
So you're just building upon the existing. Okay.
I'm not trying to discount electricity and magnetism. It is valid. I use electricity every day. It's valid. It's real.
Yeah. So I guess I kind of want to hear what it is you're trying to do to try to, I guess, get this more approval. I guess is my thought.
Yes. It's a new branch of physics. I have to present it to the world. It takes time to get this out there. I'm alone in this, Josh. Alone. There is no research staff. It's me. How do I present my findings to the world?
Well, maybe I should rephrase that. I mean, like, how can you present it in a way where people will be more willing to accept? Is maybe the better question.
By the results. That's why I give away 15 days of free sessions.
Okay. That's cool. So kind of, I guess, walk me through that. What would one of these sessions look like?
People email us their photograph. At the end of the day, I run off. I print all the photographs. I place them in the instrument. 1 hour a day, I balance the chakras. Hour number two, I look for and eradicate the signature of pathogens. The rest of the day, for 22 hours, I take photographs of nutrients. This is niacin. And I download the energy of niacin into people through their force field. So it's non-physical vitamins administering the energy of vitamins into the non-physical aura or spirit of the person. All of my work is non-physical.
Is there a reason for that?
Yes, because scalar energy is non-physical. we're working in the Christ dimension, in the force field of thought. This is not Newtonian physics, which deals with the reality of mass.
And, okay.
Electrons and protons are involved in Newtonian physics. There's no electron involved with scalar energy. It's a new branch of physics.
Okay. So the current, I guess you could say, form of physics is what? Physical, right? Like, hence the name physics. And then what you're are saying is that yours is the non-physical. Is yes. there a chance where it could be physical?
No.
I guess.
Those are not the laws that abides by. All scalar light, scalar energy is always non-physical. It always will be non-physical. Electromagnetic energy is a different energy spectrum. There's different laws altogether.
So what are those laws, I guess? Sorry, did I open a can of worms there?
I'll rattle off, say, five or six. Scalar energy is internal. It never degrades. It does not experience entropy. Why? It's divine perpetual energy. Number two, it's everywhere. It floods the universe instantaneously. It transcends time and space. Number three, it's massless. It's non-physical. It's the spirit of God. Number four, it carries the instructions of the universe. It's the logos. It's the intelligence of the universe. Number five, it does not behave like electricity. Scalar energy assumes it obeys the laws that are distinct from that of electromagnetic energy.
Sorry, you're exposing me to a new concept. So it takes me a minute to digest it all.
You've heard of people explain consciousness.
Yeah.
Or thought. What is that?
It's what I'm thinking right now.
Okay, I'll cut to the chase. It's intelligence. Consciousness is intelligence. What type of energy, Josh? I'm not being cute with you. It's either scalar or electromagnetic. It can't be electromagnetic because consciousness transcends time and space. So you need an energy, you need a paradigm to explain consciousness. Consciousness thought transcends time and space. So what energy transcends time and space? Scalar energy. You can't. Consciousness is not electricity. It's scalar energy. That should be rather obvious. That should be elementary.
Okay. So if it's not, like, if we're dealing with the non-physical here, how do you, I guess, kind of get it so then, like I just saw there, how do you get to that, like where it is physical?
It will never be physical. And people will have to accept the spiritual realm, the realm of consciousness. You're never going to be able to put your finger on it or measure it. You have to accept it by faith. There's no mathematical value. There's no basic unit. So if you want to be able to measure and show the before and after, you'll never do that. You only can show the results before and after. Before and after results. So this does not follow rigorous scientific protocol. It's outside of that dimension.
That's good. I think that's a good approach, because
human reason is limited, Josh. And I'm not being condescending. There's so many things we don't understand. It's taken me a lifetime to understand scalar.
Yeah. So how did you get, I guess, kind of started with this? Like, what kind of drove you down this path to pursue learning everything you could?
Really? God prompted me. God said, I'll give you the wisdom, move forward.
Simple as that. And then dedicated your life?
Yes, I dedicated my life to this. Why, Josh? I'm the only one. I'm the only one with this instrument. I'm the only one with this approach. I'm the only scalar light researcher in my company. I don't interface. I don't work with other researchers. They don't have my instrument. It's not relative. I'm alone.
Do you ever wish for like a partner? Something like that.
I'll tell you why. God is my partner.
Pretty sweet partner. I'll tell you that. No, I think, right, that's best you can have. Sorry, I want to make sure I'm asking good questions here.
These questions are excellent. You realize that this is, it's avant-garde. It's never been done before.
So if people, I mean, you kind of already walk them through the process, and you said you'd give them 15 days of kind of free sessions to kind of get a feel for it. I mean, is there any like side effects or anything that they would notice? Anything like that?
Good question. And I'm going to answer it by saying, can a photograph have a side effect? No. It's non-physical. Remember, I'm working with intelligence. A photograph cannot experience an allergy. My photograph has never had a headache. My photograph has never had jet lag. My photograph has never experienced any side effect because intelligence found on the photograph is non-biological.
So that's kind of right there, because you were talking about kind of removing diseases there.
Yes.
And that's physical.
No.
And you're using...
No. It is energetic. Every disease has a pattern or intelligence.
Okay,
no, not a problem. If somebody says, Tom, I have the HIV virus, that virus, the HIV virus, has a signal. It's not a biological signal. It's an energetic signal. If I had the HIV virus on my photograph, the instrument would find that signature intelligence in me and eradicate the intelligence. Once you eradicate the intelligence, you remove it, you cure it, you obliterate it, you cause the negation of the HIV virus. So you cannot think of this in biological terms because all of my work is non-physical.
Okay. So this is maybe a good phrase here. So with traditional, like what biology, physics, all that, that is where energy is transferred. And what you're talking about in the non-physical is where energy is created and destroyed. Am I kind of hitting it on the nail there?
Yeah, but keep in mind, you don't destroy scalar energy. It's impossible. It's perpetual. It is indeed, in my estimation, the spirit of God. Nobody can manipulate God. Nobody can change God. I am working with the energy of God. Let me put it this way, Josh. This instrument is the modern-day equivalent of the Ark of the Covenant. I'm going to repeat that. My instrument operates like the Ark of the Covenant. My instrument is the modern-day equivalent of the Ark of the Covenant.
So, I mean, this is purely a joke, but this isn't like Indiana Jones or anything, right? Like,
no. I have nothing to do with the entertainment industry.
No. Okay, no. It was just a joke, no. Because, I mean, that's one of the relics he was chasing down. That was my first thought. Just watch the new one that came out the other day. It's pretty good. But so, I mean, that's pretty cool. It's a bold statement, too, I think.
It is, but it's true and accurate. Because many times, if you look at the account in the Bible and how scalar energy behaved, well, how the Ark of the Covenant behaved, it's the same way that my energy instrument behaves. So we're dealing with the logos, the intelligence of the universe. And you know, with my statement that this is the energy that pervades the universe instantaneously, only God can be everywhere simultaneously. This is God-like energy. This I control the God energy.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's a I love your boldness. Like you just say it, right?
Well, it's true and accurate. You know, I'm
like, right. Just, yeah. Say it.
What do you want me to do? You know, God trusts me. Let me be blunt as I usually am. God trusts me. So he gave me the God energy. I possess the God energy. That's it, Josh.
So, end of story. So why you and no one else?
Who knows? I'm obedient. I'll speak for myself. I don't question him. He asked me to do something. I do it.
Awesome.
I am obedient to God. I don't question him.
That's cool. No, I love your boldness there, and you've dedicated your life to this, and
yeah,
you're continuing to and try and help others in the process of doing it. Yeah. So I hate to wrap this up, but that being said, you mentioned your website. How can people reach out to you, find you, all that fun stuff, if they want to engage in this?
Yeah, the website is scalarlight.com. S-C-A Scalar, light, LIGHT, scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can sign up for 15 days of free sessions. That's the key to my work. I want people to sign up for the free sessions. I want people to prove to themselves that this works. This has never been done before. I don't expect your audience to understand this. It's groundbreaking. I'm the only one in the world with this type of instrumentation. And sign up. You can send in photographs of your family, get their permission, include your pets. We'll treat you, your photograph, for 15 days. Again, it's not biological. It's an energetic process on your force field. And then you decide.
There you go. Well, Tom, thank you for sharing your knowledge and your research that you've done. Again, I appreciate just you sharing what it is you do. So thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
All right, everyone, as you can tell, that is Tom Paladino. He's a very intelligent person, has great things to share. I challenge you guys, if anything spoke to you or if you're interested in that free session that he offered you, to take him up on that opportunity. He simply just wants to help people, and he wants to do that any way he can. Stay tuned till next week. We have a great guest lined up for you guys. See you guys next week, and let's get after it. Hey everyone, if you liked this episode and would like to hear more, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button. We release a new episode every Wednesday for you guys to listen to. Thank you guys so much for the support that you give. We could not have done this without you guys. If you would like to be a potential guest on the show, check out intelligentconvos.com and fill out the form there. Thank you guys again, and let's get after it.